Bless you all again. Here we are again. Isn't it just nice to know that, you know, when the world's striving and things like that, that you can come away and sit in the presence of the Lord, and He refreshes you and encourages you, joys you. And not everybody has that. They have nowhere to rest themselves at all. There's no peace for them. They have their peace as the world gives them peace, but that's not the peace we're after. Shall we sing, you may be seated by the way, Burn, Burn, Holy Spirit, Burn in Me.
Burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me, set my heart on fire, fill me with the Holy Ghost and God's true desire.
Singer number 313, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand.
Time. is filled with sweet things.
Found them unchanging in their walk, because they're walking for a lot longer than I have. He's never changed. He's never changed his mind about you either. If he answers prayer last week, then he'll answer it this week. So we take courage in that. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. Let's sing number 228. He is able.
My Lord is said, set my people free and live. I said, set my people free.
Those little hands coming up. I know he's able to carry me. You may be seated. Is there any testimonies this afternoon? Thank you, Sister Mel.
I truly like to thank the Lord for saving me on Friday morning. In 2011, when I had my second hip replacement, I also had a slight heart attack, and from then on I decided I would walk in the morning. And so I walk in the morning. I've done that for 8 years next month, and I do it at early in the morning because that's easier on my body. I can do it without getting too tired, but when I do it during the day, it's just hard work. But anyway, I go from Winter Street down James Street into Valley Road, past Gordon Street, into Ormond Road, back to Winter Street, and home. Well, that was Friday morning. I left home at 1 minute before 6:15, and I went on that same route. And I got home, it was fine, and in the paper that same night, Friday night, last Friday, headlined, "Man Attacked in Valley Road." And I was shocked. I read it. I said to Robert, read this. And it is a 41-year-old man. A 48-year-old man was walking in Valley Road, was attacked by three people. It happened between 6 a.m. and 6:30. A gentleman were attacked by three males on Valley Road between James Street and Gordon Street. The victim sustained multiple injuries, including face injuries, stab wounds, and laceration to the body. He was admitted to the hospital in serious but stable condition. And the attackers were last seen going down Gordon Street to Winter Street or Ormond Road to Winter Street. Now, I had gone obviously before because I never saw any policemen, I never saw any men there that looked... Well, I never saw anybody. I just walked. It's been for this 8 years, it's been I've never had anything like that in 8 years. But when I read that, I was shocked. And I can't do it. I can't do it. I thank God he did prompt me about it. But I really never saw anybody. And as I say, I shouldn't walk at that hour of the morning. But the only reason why I did it, because it's much easier on my body. I can do it without resting. But if I go even down to our shop in that, my body is, it's so hard to carry. But I don't know what I'm going to do now. But I do thank God for saving me, because that could have been me. That man was half. And if that was me, I don't think I would have been here today. And I do thank God for it. Praise your holy name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I do want to give thanks to the Lord for all of the answers to prayer that he's done for us. over the last week or so, and many things he's shown himself faithful despite my weaknesses, and I just like to give him all the praise and for all he's done for me.
Last weekend I was anointed with oil for a mammogram. Well, I've had the mammogram, but I really believe it'll be okay. I thank the Lord for it. I'm testifying it's all right. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Tell you what, the Lord will know how to look after you, Sister Mel. That's for sure. Let's sing one more, and then I'll ask Brother Howard to come. Let's sing "Isn't He Wonderful," number 96. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? I say,
praise the Lord. End of the service, I'd like the brothers to come and pray for me. The Lord will be with me going away on Wednesday to America. So I'd like Brother Tom and the brothers, and Lee and whoever else is available, Paul, Brother Tim, to come and pray for me at the end. So just remind me, loved, I'll slip my memory. Shall we stand for the reading of God's word from St. John chapter 15? Verse 15, 26. But when the Comforter has come, and we all know that's the Holy Spirit, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Jesus speaking. I'd also like to read from John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. May God bless this word. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we come to your word We just pray that you'd speak to us through it in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I just pray you bless each one, Lord, as before we come around the table of the Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to speak about the Spirit of Truth shall glorify me, Jesus speaking. This is one of the most notable attributes of the Holy Spirit. He'll always glorify God. That's how you know it's God. He will not glorify the preacher. No. Neither will he glorify the prophet. No. But only the Lord himself. That's what the Holy Spirit does. And this is a wonderful test. If you would only consider these things in regard to glorification, then we would not have the problems that we have today. There's really a good thing to test what spirit is trying to influence us. Now, brothers and sisters, these things are really true. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, it says, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. We also read in 1 John 1:4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And Jesus constantly tested the spirits in his earthly ministry. One time with his disciples, the chosen group, we would say. It's really important to understand believers can be influenced by wrong spirit. Must understand that. You can be a man of God, and momentarily you can be influenced by a wrong spirit. We'll see in Matthew 6, verse 20. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, who? Jesus, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offence unto me, for thou savest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. I wonder how Peter felt. This great spokesman of our Lord. But Jesus was not speaking to Peter. He was speaking to an evil spirit that was influencing Peter for Jesus not to be crucified. You realize how serious that was? He didn't want Jesus to be crucified, the spirit, because we'd all be lost. It says, anti the word of God. So we see that Jesus was not speaking to Peter. He didn't say Peter said, he turned and said, get behind me, Satan. It was a wrong spirit influencing Peter. We need to be careful. Satan does not slip up on us and use us unknowingly. All believers need to check our words. Is this the spirit of Christ, what I'm saying? Or is it another spirit that I'm saying these things? Another example of believers being used of a wrong spirit. Let's turn to Luke chapter 9, verse 51. And it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, and steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. They went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, "Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did?" Boy, I'm glad we haven't got that here. There's not too many to burn, actually. But you know what I'm trying to say? What a thing to say, brother. Call the fire from heaven and destroy these people. This is meant to be an open air outreach. And you see them all burning, the souls that you're trying to save. And he turned and rebuked them and said, "Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." And they went to another village. You know, brother and sister, this is really an amazing thing. That spirit still lives today. If you don't agree with me, I'm going to call fire down from heaven. That'll fix you up. There's some people on the internet, I know, who spend their entire time fault-finding other ministries. The whole commission is to find out who's wrong, who's a cult, and they call it a ministry, but it's a wrong spirit. They're not preaching the gospel. Their whole endeavor is to criticize people, and you'll be amazed who they criticize. Men of God, like Charles Finney. Great men of God, and they criticize them and you know, just rip everyone down that doesn't agree with them. It's another spirit. Our whole time and energy should be to glorify Jesus. Who believes that? Our whole desire is to lift Christ up and to preach the gospel. Not start cutting down preachers. And it's a waste of time. It's just evil. No wonder Jesus had this problem. That spirit still lives. So the Spirit of God will not cause us to find fault in the redeemed of the Lord. As Brother Tim just said a minute ago, he came to save, not to condemn. You said that, didn't you? Yeah. That's the devil's job, not the believer's job. Satan is an accuser of the brethren. The Spirit of truth will not fill our minds with negativity of other people. Will not. The Spirit of God will never do that. If there's something wrong, we just pray for people. That God will help them and bless them. That's what we're told to do by our Lord. But it calls us to glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, it reminds me of that beautiful scripture. We still sing it. We're going to sing it soon one day. Philippians 4:8. "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue," that's strength, "if there be any praise, think on these things." That's what we've been told to do. Think about these things, not about negativity. Oh, this brother or that church, forget it. Bring Christ to the front. Let's glorify him. "Those things which we have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the peace of God shall be with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And that's what the Holy Spirit will cause us to do, is praise and glorify him. Let's say, "Praise the Lord."
Praise the Lord.
Oh, you are alive. That's great. I'm really pleased to hear that. Glorify him. If we start straying, saying things that are not glorifying to the Lord, there's a check in our heart. These people are not looking around to see who is watching. It is not a show for others. They are truly in the Spirit of the Lord. That's what the Word of God is saying. Jesus also identified this religious spirit amongst preachers. Jesus came to the church, the temple, and he saw much pomp and ceremony in the temple. And on the outside, they appeared to mean to be very spiritual and holy. But this is what Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 1. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whosoever they bid, you observe. In other words, what they tell you, do it. But do not ye after their works, for they say and not do. It's no saying if we're not doing it. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, and they themselves will not lift them one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries. That's the little scriptures they used to hold up on here, writing in a block. You see the Jews do it today. And enlarge the borders of their garments, robes and everything. And love the uttermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces and to be called of men rabbi. Oh, rabbi, rabbi, we're so glad to have you on the market. They sit there with their long robes on and they love to be praised of men. Be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. Amen. You know, you mightn't believe this. I've never liked being called pastor. That's the truth. Anyone knows me, I've always known for a long time. I just don't want any names attached to me. I remember Dad saying in a meeting once, he said, we're here, and there's myself and my son, Howard. He said, we all know him as Brother Howard. That sounded right to me. Just Brother Howard. People say, you're a pastor, evangelist, or a prophet, or I've been called everything. I said, I'm just Brother Howard. That's all I am. And that's all I want to be. Brethren. Jesus said, ye are all brethren. Praise the Lord. So that's what the Holy Ghost will cause us to do, to praise and glorify him. If we are saying things that are not glorifying to the Lord, there is a check straight away. When the Spirit of the Lord comes on a person, they instantly glorify God. They don't glorify themselves. They're not looking around to see anyone watching. When the Spirit's on you, it's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who feels that way? That's what the Spirit does. It glorifies the Lord. And it's not a show for others. They are truly in the Spirit of the Lord when they do that. So that's what God's Word is telling us. May God help us all to understand these things. These preachers in Jesus' day wanted to glorify themselves. And we said about rabbi, rabbi. But the Spirit of truth will give all the glory to our Heavenly Father. That's how you know it's of God. When they start lifting up their ministry, saying, I'm this and God's used me and I'm that, just straight away, you know, something's wrong. Something is really wrong. Jesus Christ was our example, and we should watch carefully how he lived. And even though he was a sinless Son of God and worthy of all glory, he gave all the glory back to God and took none for himself. Who knows that? Jesus never took the glory. He was a servant to the people. He was a savior of mankind. the most amazing thing about the Spirit of God. He returns all the glory back to God. Let's turn to Mark 10, verse 17. Now watch this carefully. I'll preach this to preachers. It's a preacher's scripture. I probably will preach it in the days to come. And when he has gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeling to him, asking him, "Good master, good master." He was right. He was a good master. "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Watch Jesus' answer. And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God." Isn't that amazing? Gave all the glory, Brother Tom, back to the Lord, to God. Isn't that beautiful? That's a good one for preachers. You stay out of it. Give all the glory to Jesus. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. Amen. Praise be to God. He gave it all back. Just praise the Lord for that. And what an incredible lesson and example that our Lord gave us all. So just remember, you're just brother and sister. And what an honor to be a brother or a sister in the body of Christ. He had the right, the Lord, to take all the glory, but he gave it all back to his Heavenly Father. Because that was not his time. He receives the glory now. Hallelujah. All the glory goes to Jesus. But when he's down as a servant, he came down as the form of a servant, the Bible says. He took no glory for himself. That's amazing. Who thinks that's amazing? That is incredible. He could have said, "Yes, you're right. You're right. I am the Son of God. I am the one. Thank you for praising me." No, he didn't. He said, "There's none good. There's only one good, that is God. Give all the glory to him." The Bible says here in John 17:4, "I have glorified thee on earth," the Lord speaking, "I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do." See, he knew that he was glorifying his Heavenly Father. That's what he was there for. Jesus was about to be glorified and given a name which is above all names. That at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Hallelujah. The next reading really explains Jesus' position before God. Philippians chapter 5, 2 verse 5. "Let this mind be in you, each one of you, which was also in Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." We want to say, "Oh, brother, God's called me. I want to tell you, I've got a great ministry." Did Jesus ever say that? No. He took, made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. To them, he was just a man. A lot, he was just a man. He said, he didn't say who he was to the world. And being fashioned as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That's our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord. "Wherefore God hath highly exalted him now, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So, brother and sister, when we understand these things, if that's how he was, that's how you should be. "Let this mind be in you," that was also in Christ. He made himself of no reputation, took on the form of a servant, and gave all the glory to God. a minister's formula. And all of us, doesn't matter we're ministers or not, it applies to everyone. So that is what the Spirit of God does to every believer. So what about ourselves? If the same Spirit that was in Christ be in us, will cause us to act in exactly the same way as Jesus did. Everything we ask, think or ask and do should be under the control of a sweet Spirit of Christ. Let this mind that was in Christ, let it be in you. Give the glory to God in everything that we do and say. Who does that? You do? Anyone else do that? Keep doing it. Everything goes back to God. Thank you, Lord, for helping me today. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the victory over this problem today. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, to thank God for everything. Thank you, Lord, for watching over me on my walk. It's really good to thank Him, because He was. The angel of the Lord was around you, Sister Mel. Amen, I believe you did. I would be too. Praise God. So we see, we should be under the control of the Spirit of Christ, giving glory in everything that we do and say. If we project ourselves in any way, brother or sister, it is not the Spirit of Christ. Projecting ourselves. Listen, I tell you, God's showing me. Well, if God's showing you, live it. Just live what He shows you. Don't speak it. It's really good to do that. You don't have to go around correcting people. We've just got to go living it. The best sermon is the one that is lived. Who believes that? Live me a sermon. You know, I was up in Lotton Point one time, the shop there, where they had their coffee and honey and all. Te Aroha. And we're talking about, do you know Bill Hughes? Yeah, we know Billy. We love Brother Billy. And, he's a good, real blessing to our children. Teaches them about God. And she said, you know what? Billy walks the talk. I hope somebody says that about me. You never will hear it. But I want to know that we walk the talk. It's not the talk, it's the walk that talks. May God help us all. The Spirit of the Lord shall not glorify me. The Spirit of the Lord shall glorify me. That's what the Word of God says. So if we're trying to draw people unto ourselves, or to our ministry, or to our influence, there's something wrong. We can be absolutely assured it's not the Spirit of God controlling us. We think of Jesus taking on the spirit of a slave. He chose to be a slave for you and for me. How do we fare in all this? How do we measure up with all these things? Now, under close examination, the truth can be revealed. The Pharisees were under white robes, but inwardly they were evil. They sought men's approval and praises, but the Holy Spirit and Jesus discerned their evil hearts. And see, some people live under the false cloak of religious covering. It's an evil, evil thing, religious covering. Very evil. And they try and use their position for influence for the wrong purposes. They may appear on the outside to be spiritual and Christian, but if their thoughts are not to glorify God, then the Holy Spirit is not directing their lives. That's the truth, brother and sister. I remember a brother telling me a testimony. He was in the islands, and he was done a lot of fasting and praying, and the Spirit of God was upon him. It just was really anointing him. And he went to a service. And he just was really anointed to pray for people. And people came out of wheelchairs. The sick and stretchers were healed. They got up and walked. And everything like that. And it was just an outstanding miracle. And while everyone was praising the Lord, he just felt led to slip out the back through the curtain. And he went out. And when the people sort of settled down, they said, "Where's the brother? Where's the brother? Where's the brother gone?" He disappeared. And he never went back to that meeting. But that's how it should be. All the glory to Jesus. He's the one that heals. He's the one that sets free. He's the one that fills you with the Spirit. Not a brother, not a preacher. It has to be the Lord. Who believes that? Say amen. So I was really blessed with that testimony when I heard that. The Lord is so good. It is really a good thing for us to search our hearts and see what spirit we're of. King David, who was full of the Holy Ghost, said this. What a searchlight. Psalm 139, verse 23. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me." David wanted to know the truth. Lord, is there a wickedness in my heart? I may look good on the outside, I may have nice clothes on, but is there a wickedness in my heart? And lead me into the way everlasting. I love that. May our lives glorify him today. Let us ask the Lord today, "Lord, search my heart and see if I am glorifying thee. Check my motives, Lord, and see if they are pleasing you." I love that scripture, David. He says, "Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing unto thee." And I quote that often in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing unto thee. If it's not, brothers and sisters, we need to get back to base. We need to start and say, "Lord, there's something wrong if I don't have that motive in my heart. Check my motives, Lord. See if it's pleasing to you." Are we living for ourselves? It's what I get, what people do to me. Do they respect me? And all those carnal thoughts. There's only one we should respect, and that is our Lord. And if somebody's filled with the Holy Spirit, we respect the God in them. Brother Branham said this in Ephesians Church Age. Now you'll notice that Jesus is walking alone in the midst of his churches. There's no one else with him, neither indeed can be there. For he alone wrought her salvation, and having purchased her with his own blood, he owns her. God owns the church. He is her Lord and Master, he says. She gives him all the glory, and that glory he will not share with another. He won't share it with the preachers. Or the prophets or anyone else. Brother Brand says there's no hope. There's no pope with him. There is no archbishops with him. Mary, the mother of his dearly body, is not with him. He does not speak and turn to a father, for he is the Father. He does not turn to give orders to the Holy Spirit, for he is God, the eternal Spirit. And it is this life that is flowing and pulsating in the church, giving her life. And without him, there should be no life. Salvation is of the Lord. Do you believe that, brother and sister? May God separate us to himself with a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost. Who wants a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost? Oh, brother and sister, until we start thirsting and crying out to God that he'll fill us with his Spirit, God's waiting for you to do that. He wants to be asked. Then we'll see how wonderful he is. Then we have nothing to say about ourselves. Nothing. Got nothing to say about ourselves. You know, every time I've heard the testimonies of brothers, outpouring of the Spirit, that brother, what was his name? He was so moved upon by the Spirit, he said, God, I want you to fill me. And he went behind the piano, upright piano, and he got behind the piano, and he got down, and the Holy Ghost came on, and he just praised God behind the piano. He didn't want anyone to see him, but he's filled with the Holy Ghost. Isn't that wonderful? I want to be filled. Who wants to be filled? Not just filled, overflowing. We'll give the glory to Jesus. That's what the Spirit of God does. Jesus was our example. The Holy Ghost in us will cause us to glorify him. May a greater moving of God's Spirit be our portion this day. Even as we come around the table, he is here. Who believe the Lord is here? He is, and he wants to bless us and help us. So I wonder if we could just stand to our feet while we pray. And then we'll sing that song, we'll give the glory to Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that the Spirit of God will glorify you. Lord, help us to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor that's due unto your name, Lord. And to tell of your love and to thank you for your goodness and grace and your mercy towards us. Help us, Lord, to be more diligent. Lord, help us to seek out, watch out for any little haughty spirit in us that will come and say, well, I'm walking right and I know best. No, Lord, we need you. Help us to walk every day closer to you. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. And tell of his love. Give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. And what he's done for us. That's why we give him the glory. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love and tell of his love. Give the praise be to God. Brother Lee, would you like to ask the Lord to bless this time together?
Lord Jesus, we're very grateful that we have communion table.
Yes, Lord.
To meet around and to understand what you did for us.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we would never measure up because it was so far ahead. But it is a symbol that you asked us to honor.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for being here. Bless this table to us, we pray. The bread for the broken body that you had, Lord, and the wine for the shed blood for our salvation.
Yes, Lord.
Just be with us, Lord, as we partake. Be with those there on the internet and on the CD.
Yes, Lord.
That may be observing, Lord. Bless them in their time of listening. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. It says in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, for I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it. He said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. See, it's always pointing back to him. After the same manner, he also took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye to show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. In other words, when people come here and just do it irreverently, I'll have some wine, I'll have a bit of bread. Don't do that. You've got to come sincerely. Don't take it unworthily. It's not talking about that you're not worthy, because he's made us worthy. It's talking about taking it without reverence. And the Bible says, many are sick and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. So let's just have a few moments before we partake. The Bible says for a man to examine himself. This is not for the pastor to do or any other man. It's for you to examine yourself and ask God, is there anything in my heart that's not pure and clean? Have I been giving the glory to you, or I'm just looking for the glory for myself? Bring these things before the Lord, because the Spirit of God will only glorify him. And let us just spend time and ask him to forgive us of our waywardness, knowingly and unknowingly. Ask him that the blood of Jesus will be atoned for us, and his broken body, which is for our healing, will also be applied to our bodies, for that's what he did it for. It cost him an awful lot to bring this table to you. So, brother and sister, let us be reverent as we just have a few moments of prayer and ask the Lord to chasten our hearts and show us the things we need to know. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. Would you like to ask the Lord to bless these elements, please? Through partake.
Lord, we just come before you once again, Lord, around the table of remembrance. Lord, and we just say thank you, Lord, and we just commit it all into your hands, Lord, and each one here, each heart, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
As we just lay open before you, Lord, we just want to welcome you, Lord, and ask that you bless the elements as well, in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. As you partake of your piece of bread, remember, it's by his stripes you were healed, and this represents his broken body, and you can be healed right now. Who believes that? Say amen.
Amen.
We must believe, brothers and sisters, to accept it. So may God bless you as you partake. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Let the world
thinking about Brother Eric. They're in Canada. Debbie's husband. He didn't know that he was going to pass over. While I draw the fleeting breath, when my eyelids close in death, when I soar to worlds unknown, see thee on the judgment throne, Rock of Ages, clear for me. Let me hide myself in thee. And brothers and sisters, one day, if the Lord tarries, we're all going to close our eyelids in death. But oh, to have that resurrection life in us, he'll take us to the Rock of Ages. We can rest in him. Praise his glorious name. Hallelujah. Rock of Ages, clear for me. To know the Lord, what a privilege it is to be, have him as our Heavenly Father and our Savior and our healer. We are very good, very blessed to have such a wonderful person as the Lord Jesus Christ to watch over us and keep us. I'm just going to ask the brothers that they'd like to come and pray for me as I go out to the United States on Wednesday to take some services, that the Lord will bless us, anoint us, protect us, and keep us for his glory. Thank you, brothers.
Lord Jesus, it's no small thing, Lord, for us to express our love for the brothers and sisters
yes,
around the
Lord.
World. There are many, many people that do not know as you've revealed to us.
Yes, Lord.
But we desire, as you desire, for them to find out.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we... according to the word of God, we need to go out and say, go out and live what we know.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, just be with Brother Howard. Give him the words to say it's the words, Lord, that you want for these people.
Yes, Lord.
May it just cut deep down into their heart.
Yes,
where they need to, must do something about moving their feet towards God. Undertake for them, be with them in the arrangement of the travel and the accommodation. And the brethren just undertake all the things.
Yes, Lord.
Be with June as well and Tina, Lord, they go to Australia.
Yes, Lord.
At the same time, may they be a testimony for others wherever they go.
Yes, Lord.
We ask it in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Brother Paul. Tom, God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. So glad Jesus lifted me. So glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Oh, I'm on my way. God bless you all.